Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, November the 18th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, on to the show for today. Well, I'm going to start with describing a piece of magic, how the Fed boosts the 1%. Just one small statistic which I think will drive this home to you. The bottom 50% of households in the United States, their share of the overall wealth of the country is just 1.9%. So quite a long talk about that situation. Next, I'm going to talk about the fall of the Berlin Wall, which took place exactly 30 years ago last week, and some lessons to be learned, including a rather interesting anecdote. Then I'm going to talk about America's infrastructural debt. You know, PG&E's, the California utility, major utility, its massive liabilities from recent fires have landed it in bankruptcy, as some of you may know. Water systems in the United States have built up a $1 trillion technical debt which must be paid off over the next 25 years. So we'll talk about that, and then a quick word on the terrible condition of the U.S. dams, which of course makes them extremely dangerous because when they burst, a lot of communities lie beneath the dams, and you're not going to get much warning if a dam breaks and cascades of water come hurtling towards your home. Then a piece about auto loan delinquencies. Serious delinquencies are blowing out. They are 90 days or more past due, reaching a historic high of $62 billion in the third quarter of 2019. And you know what I what concerns me is that these are the so-called good times. One has to wonder what's going to happen when employment experiences a pullback. You know, it will be epic, I'm afraid, in terms of the delinquencies and the foreclosures or the bankruptcies. There's a total of $1.3 billion worth of auto loans and leases right now. Pretty sobering, really. And then I'm going to talk, have the, a very quick, not very much at all, on the impeachment situation. I will say that there appears now to be hard documentary proof that it's not just Hunter Biden, but Kerry's family and actually John Kerry himself who were involved. And this could, in fact, lead directly to an involvement by President Obama himself. So we shall see. Not quite yet, but I'll talk to about Jerome Powell's report to Congress, his absurd, optimistic Pollyanna talk, as they all do. He talks about the baseline outlook remaining favorable, sustained expansion of economic activity. But of course, as we know, nothing's changed at all. You know, economic data hasn't improved, trade war hasn't been resolved, earnings of major international corporations continue to fall. So, I mean, is the man lying or is he just stupid? I mean, that's really the only question to ask. So, welcome to global warming with record cold high temperatures, ladies and gentlemen. And apparently we should expect a lot more bitter weather in the months ahead. Both the Farmer's Almanac and the Old Farmer's Almanac are projecting that this upcoming winter will be unusually cold and snowy. So I'll be talking about the Maunder Minimum, very interesting phenomenon, which I hope you will enjoy. And finally, just a quick word about Huawei, the Chinese tech company. So, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you individually upon demand three free shows so that you can sample the content of information I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. All you have to do, please, just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows and I will take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times that we're living in. So feel free, select any three shows, but if you have no particular favourites, I strongly recommend the most recent three shows because they'll give you a flavour of how I deal with current events, which of course are fresh in your mind. So to conclude, let me give you my contact information, starting with my email, which you will need for requesting the shows, and it is rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, RWL, Martin, my name, and the number one. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Then I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. My Facebook has some comments which are a little bit longer, and you will want to go to www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. All lowercase, no punctuation and no gaps. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. My Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RM Wake Up Call. That's Richard Martin, RM, RM Wake Up Call. Again, lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation. And the Twitter account contains just the quick one-liners, sometimes amusing, sometimes not quite so amusing, but they belong in the Twitter account. So please go both to the Facebook and the Twitter account. I think you will enjoy them. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, with that, I take my leave. I wish you a wonderful week ahead. This is Richard Martin, back at you again on Friday. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.